We got the big man right here. Let's get to our post-game interviews brought to you by Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. And Jermaine Balasegar-Webb was the problem solver late in the game as changed the dynamic at the offensive end. They had to go small, and you came in, didn't play much in the first half, but 18 minutes, 14 points, 5 rebounds as well. What did you see? What did the coaches able to show you to be a difference maker there in overtime?
At the end of the day, it was about, they told me that they might be small, but at the end of the day, if I punish them more than they can punish us on the other end, then we're all good, and that's what I went in there and tried to do.
Well, and we saw there, especially late in the overtime, you went to that two-man game with Austin Rapp, and we put the two big guys in the ball screen area, forcing them to make a decision because they couldn't guard you both.
Yeah, I mean, Ozzie's a great passer, so he made it pretty easy, you know. We work on ball screens with Ozzie all the time, so he's used to coming off ball screens, and he threw some great passes.
Yeah, I thought, Jermaine, you did a great job. How you feeling? You got a few minutes in there today.
Yeah, I'm happy, man. I'm happy.
Yeah. No, I think your presence, and I was telling Swag, like, there were a number of times you didn't get the ball. You had a great position, great seal, but what you did is you opened up driving lanes for other guys and even skips for open threes. Do guys realize what your presence means down there, as big as you are?
Yeah, we had a big emphasis on just post presence this week. We worked on post passes every day and moving around in the post to create opportunities for everybody else. And then if they want to draw into me, we got open threes, and we can really shoot the ball. So,
chatting here with our Nike player of the game, Jermaine Balasegar-Webb. Obviously, you couldn't ask for a better start. You build a 15-point lead early in the game. You were taking care of the basketball, keeping them on the perimeter. As the game went on, what were some of the adjustments that were going on that took you guys a while to find an answer to?
I think we have throughout the whole season, we have issues with consistency and being aggressive, even though we have a lead or even though we're down a little bit. But again, I think the coach has been on us all week about being competitive and pushing each other to get better, and I think we showed that today, that we can push through ups and downs.
Yeah, I think your depth really showed today too. I mean, Todd got some early fouls, didn't play a ton, but you get the opportunity. You got, you know, Mez sitting over there. You got a lot of weapons, little different opportunities, and I think, you know, you were ready to step up when needed today. How important was the practice that you guys had on the high-low action? You were working on it yesterday where you were asking from the wing. A ball got swung behind you, and you turned and swiveled and kind of went over the top. It seemed like you guys got that a lot today.
Yeah, that's been a big emphasis because we knew they were going to be small. We didn't know if their big fella was going to play.
Yeah.
So we worked on that all week. We worked on post-presence the whole week.
Oh,
that
getting it from some
good
of his teammates there. That's going to be a TikTok or something here in a little bit. How important was it for this team to, after going all the way across to Myrtle Beach and not being able to get a win, to come back and by any means necessary get this win today?
Huge. I think it's huge for our momentum, huge for our confidence, and I think it's going to help us push forward now, keep going.
One more road game next week, going to a pretty good MAC team in Kent State. What have you guys learned from your experiences on the road? Maybe some things you need to pay a little bit more attention to detail to, or have a different mentality to go out there and try and get another road win?
I think we got to focus on our energy, our competitiveness, and coming out punching first. We usually get punched first. We deal with that, but then we got to come out and punch first here.
Well, it was great execution down the stretch. Certainly something I think this team's going to be able to go back to in certain situations. Jermaine Balasegar-Webb, congratulations on the victory. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.